Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Earth Skies, Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 6. This season, we're following Aaron Strickland, a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this Episode 6, Aaron talks about sticking together, that is, the sticking together of sugars that he's synthesized in the lab with proteins collected from E. coli bacteria. It's a big step in his experiment, and the ultimate goal is to mimic what the bacteria does naturally, growing near-perfect hexagonal patterns of crystals on its surface. Dr. Strickland, welcome to Earth Skies, Chronicles of a Science Experiment.
Good to be with you again, Jorge.
And nice to have you back. So give us an update. What's been happening? It's been about a month since we last spoke. What's new?
Well, we've got some pretty decent preliminary data, I'd say, on our project. In fact, it just happened Friday of last week. So we've covered already the molecule that I've been trying to make to sort of recreate this surface on the bacteria, this sugar molecule. And so now we're using this molecule that I've made to better understand the interactions that this sugar has on the protein that we're trying to study. And some of the positive results are that using a piece of instrumentation that sort of it measures this interaction between two species, we've determined that the protein that we're looking at, this S layer protein, in fact does interact or bind to the sugar that I made. So that's all very positive.
What's happening here? Describe to us what these interactions are.
What we have is my saccharide that's sort of supported on a metal substrate, much like what we want in the end. But then we start flowing in solution this protein in proximity to this sugar surface. And then if the protein sort of hangs around for a while, and, you know, we're talking on the seconds here, then the instrument that we're using can actually measure that. It can measure how long that material stays or that protein stays in proximity to the sugar. And then we can also measure as it's leaving. And what this gives us is what's called binding kinetics.
Why are you interested in how well this protein binds to this sugar that you've created?
Yeah, that's a good question. What we want to do is compare it to the native sugar that the bacteria uses. So there have been people who've published, other scientists who have published reports on the affinity that the protein has for this the saccharide surface that the bacteria uses. So they harvest that saccharide from the bacteria and do much the same experiment we're trying to do. And the whole goal of our experiment was to see, well, can we do that, or can we bind this S layer without using the native substrate? Because it's actually a very arduous process to get that saccharide product from the bacteria. So we make it in the lab, and again, it's just to see if we can mimic what the bacteria are doing. And at a first glance, we are mimicking what the bacteria is doing.
And what does that look like?
Right now, it's nothing visual. It's more or less lines on a piece of paper that indicate to us that there is some interaction between those two. So we have what's called a control experiment going on simultaneously, where one part of this chip contains the saccharide, one part does not contain the saccharide. We flow the protein through both sides of this chip, for example, and the signal raises when you have binding with the saccharide on that surface, which is indicative of essentially just that you're getting some interaction between that protein and that surface that contains the saccharide. And on this surface that I'm calling the control surface that contains no saccharide, we're seeing very little signal.
Now, last time we spoke, you talked about how you were learning more skills and you were getting out of your element. Is this instrument that you're using to look at how this sugar is binding with this protein, is this one of those examples?
Yeah, I understood the basic workings of the instrument, but I had never run one before. Even though I had no formal training in the instrumentation, it's the technique that I initially proposed to use to study this interaction. There was about, I don't know, a day and a half of learning the instrument, and then, you know, was able to start getting some data.
this relates back to something you were talking about earlier. On the path to these discoveries and to, on the path of science that you're taking, that it requires you to go off-road a little bit of your field of expertise, synthetic organic chemistry.
Yeah, maybe what's more appropriate to talk about here is how scientists work with one another, because you've got, you know, scientists who are going off-path, but they're sort of rooted in one particular science. And then you get these people together. When we start to talk, we actually start identifying new problems to study, which in fact leads to new discoveries. And really that's actually why I decided to learn these new skills in microbiology, because being able to communicate with those other scientists is really important. Even though you're not communicating on the same level that they may be, you can at least carry a conversation that might lead to a new question that you want to identify. And I think that's key in this project that we're working on.
So you're... right now, you're getting some data come in, and it looks good that these materials are binding. So what now? What's on your plate right now?
We're just gonna keep plugging along and try. Well, first and foremost, the most important thing is can we reproduce that data? So is it repeatable? Because if it's not, then that means it was a fluke last Friday, and of course we don't want that, but we have to identify that. And so that's what we'll do next, is we'll try to repeat these experiments. And then this is where you start then developing new hypotheses. So we've proven one, possibly, and now is it a predictable thing? So by changing maybe the surface, and that may be increasing the amount of sugar that we put on the surface, changing the sugar that we put on the surface, can we predict what the interaction with the protein is going to do? And if we can, then that means we're really starting to understand the process. And if we understand the process, then we can maybe control it better.
You've been listening to Episode 6 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment. In Episode 7, Aaron talks more about how the proteins are binding to his lab-created sugar, and about changing direction when the data show a roadblock ahead. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University Chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which was made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.